Tagaloa at the clock tower led. Embolism and Azar coming out after him. Then came Luna Fox, Jet Propulsion. Still Tagaloa. Embolism coming at him and Luna Fox. Tagaloa looking to hold on. Luna Fox and Jerry Tortoni from the clouds. Luna Fox! Luna Fox, it's a boil over in the Guineas. Beat Jerry Tortoni. Photo third. Tagaloa,
well,
Embolism.
Pretty much every punter around Australia couldn't believe their eyes. Luna Fox becoming the longest price winner of a Group 1 race in Australian history. And Mick D was the man who rode it like a 6-4 pop. It was a beautiful ride, and he joins me this morning after his fifth Group 1 in the Group 1 Australian Guineas. Mick, congratulations on the weekend.
Yeah, thank you. It's a bit of a shock to the system.
Now, be totally honest, because you do a lot of form study, you do a lot of homework. When you were legged upon Luna Fox on Saturday, did you give yourself any hope whatsoever?
I didn't give myself any hope of winning. I think we all gave ourselves the hope of just to run well, and we just wanted to see the horse finish off. That was the main thing.
When in the run did you start to think, gee, this horse is going quite well? He's going better than a 300-1 pop.
Sort of when I popped out three wide and then started to four wide. And started to work into it, and then it wasn't until we straightened up I thought, oh, geez, I'm going quite good here. So, when we straightened up, that's when I started to think, that's when I might go on to win the race.
Well, Paul Prushka, we know he's a masterful trainer. You rode him last start in the CS Hayes, where he ran 12th of 14, beaten 13 lengths. Could you believe the difference in the two runs and the way the horse felt?
Not really. It's obviously a massive turnaround, but obviously the horse has the ability. But I think he just, with that first up run, it was just that sort of typical Colt run that he just got to that stage where he was inside horses and just didn't really have a crack. So obviously the blinkers were applied and we were outside horses on the weekend and didn't have anything sort of hindering us in the run. So yeah, that was probably the major turning point.
It's a pretty unique piece of Australian racing history you're now a part of. His official starting price, 300-1, the longest Group 1 winner in Australian history. What were the boys like when you got back in the jockey's room?
I think they were just as shocked as me, but no, everyone all were happy and congratulating me, so it was an awesome feeling.
Five Group 1 wins now. It's becoming quite a nice-looking CV.
Yeah, well, I'm just slowly trying to build on my CV and making it look better and more consistent.
With that win in the Guineas on Saturday, are you now looking at a $5 million race? Will he get a run, do you think, at a wild card in the All-Star Mile?
I think the wild card is on the tables, but yeah, I'm not too sure at this stage. But, look, I think with options with the horse, there's the All-Star Mile and Sydney is the other option, so just have to wait and see.
What's a win do for you in the middle of autumn carnival? There's big races to come. Does that give you more confidence? Has the phone been ringing, Mick? We know your history. You're a Group 1 winning rider, but it is so tough to get good rides at the moment.
Yeah, it's certainly very tough. It's hard to stay very consistent, and there's a lot of very good riders out there. So it's one of the main things. You just gotta turn up every day, do what you can do, and work hard, and that's all I can do. But and hopefully the results follow.
Now, do your family follow you when you ride in Australia and have a couple of dollars each way on your horses? Did anyone you know take the 300-1 on Luna Fox?
No, I don't. None of my all follow, and I'm not sure if anyone took that 300-1. So, that was a good day. They're very supportive and watched most of my rides.
Well, Mick, congratulations. It was a masterful ride, and it was an unbelievable performance. But another Group 1 for you on the mantelpiece with Luna Fox in the Australian Guineas on Saturday. Well done.
Thank you.